A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock mysteries of the past with the key of fact. We're back again.
Ooh.
We were so happy to come back. We've come back again. My name is John Rain.
My name is Eleanor Morton.
My name is David Reed.
Please join us as we present to you mysteries that have baffled the world and puzzled the minds of the very best. Today we bring you closure, and David has a tale.
I have a tale to tell, guys. We are going to France.
So
we're going to France again. Yeah. Last week was Versailles. This week, all over the bloody shop.
Yeah.
But I just need to say, I do not know how to pronounce French words at all. So you might need to join me, or
I can translate for you,
or tolerate some appalling pronunciation.
Are you French, John?
I can do French quite adequately.
I can do French all right, because we did a lot of holidays there.
Right. Yes.
I mean, I'm not French, but I kiss that way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I kiss in a Germanic way. Very efficiently and with increasing numbers of people in Europe who are not happy with how I do things. So specifically, we're talking about the reign of King Louis the 14th. So I have it here. 1643 to 1715 was his reign.
Is he the Sun King, or is that another one?
The Sun King?
You heard of the Sun King?
The Sun King is Steven Spielberg.
It's a Beatles song as well.
Is it?
The Sun Comes the Sun King.
Here comes the Sun King. King.
Yeah.
It was just one of the Louis was called the Sun King.
I don't know, I'm afraid.
Wasn't he also the orangutan who wanted to be a man?
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. When he got to be
king. He was a king, King Louis.
He had coconut breasts. Oh, no, that was Baloo.
That was Baloo.
Baloo had coconut breasts. Good for him.
Yeah. So do I.
I'm doing.
And you're not shy about it.
Hey. Kraken joke.
I'm doing the Man in the Iron Mask.
Ooh.
Oh,
yes, we've heard of this, right?
Does your wife know?
Yeah. So the Man in the Iron Mask. If you don't know, here is where the myths and rumours started, and then we will delve into the facts in a bit.
Mm.
But so in 1711, the Duchess of Lorraine, Elizabeth Charlotte de Orleans, was a busybody sister-in-law of the king. And she wrote to her aunt saying there was a juicy bit of gossip from the palaces that a secret prisoner had been incarcerated at the Bastille for years.
Oh.
And what made it so titillating was that he had been masked and was guarded at all times by musketeers who had been ordered to immediately kill the man if he ever attempted to unmask himself. So this was...
Was it D'Artagnan and his musket hounds?
It was, possibly.
Was it Albert the Fist Musketeer?
The Fist Musketeer is very different.
Is that a Tinto Brass film?
Albert the Fist Musketeer is a very different story.
No,
the fifth one.
There's a fifth musketeer called Albert.
He's brave, he's cool, he's
no, but his forerunner is Albert the Fist Musketeer.
You're on this.
I don't know that.
I
What's
do.
That?
It's a children's cartoon.
Yeah.
Probably after, I'm a lot older than you.
It was after my time as well. I don't know why I know it.
I don't know when it was.
So that was the rumour, the first time the rumour appears, right. 1711. 1738, Voltaire joins in. Mm. And Voltaire claims that he has knowledge of the prisoner because during his visits to the Bastille, he spoke at length with the prisoner's captors. And he says the prisoner had been made to wear a mask forged of iron for the reason that he looked astonishingly like the king.
Whoa. Mm.
So he was forced to wear this mask at all times so that
nowadays you'd get gigs opening supermarkets.
It would, yeah. And then this myth took hold and grew until eventually in 1847, Alexander Dumas, in the last of his D'Artagnan books, or D'Artagnan, if you're saying that's how it's pronounced. The man in the iron mask in the last of his stories about D'Artagnan turned out to be Louis XIV's identical twin brother.
Oh, right, yeah.
And that's why he's kept in a prison.
This is the Leonardo DiCaprio film.
I was going to say, correct. This is what I remember.
Yes.
With John Malkovich as the king.
No, John Malkovich.
Oh, he's one of the Musker Hounds, isn't he?
Yeah, he's one of the Musker Hounds.
Who's the baddie? Is it Gabriel Byrne's the baddie?
Gabriel Byrne is D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan,
sorry. Yeah. Sorry, my pronunciation's terrible.
Yeah, I told you.
John Malkovich and Gérard Depardieu. And who's the third one?
Is it? It's not Chris O'Donnell. That's the other Musketeer.
Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons.
Is it Jeremy?
Yeah. That's right. Jeremy Irons. He'll be the priest one, won't he?
Yeah.
And
Cardinal Richelieu will be the baddie. Whoever played him.
I don't know who that was.
Peter Capaldi was a great Richelieu.
Oh, that yes, I can see that.
He was. The dog one was better.
Oh yeah.
Because he looked like an Afghan hound.
He's really
hound.
Going hard on the dog one.
I'm a big fan of the original.
Cartoon.
Three Musketeers films with the...
Richard Lester films.
Yeah,
is this the one where someone died falling off a horse?
Yeah. That was the 80s ill-conceived sequel.
Oh, well, okay. Actually, they made the sequel out of discarded footage from the first
That's
one.
That's right.
The actors
the
were
one.
Not pleased.
Always a great way to make a sequel.
Right, always great.
This was the third one, The Return of the Three Musketeers.
Oh, is that right?
Where Roy Kinnear sadly fell off a horse.
I just remembered who else is in the Leonardo DiCaprio one. Hugh Laurie.
Really?
Yes.
Is he? Which dog does he play?
Remember.
As Milady de Winter.
Is he the little mouse from the Musker Hounds?
No.
He's the wolf with the glint in his eye. Or is that... I'm thinking of something else.
No, the wolf with the glint in his eye is in it.
I think he's just a courtier, some sort of advisor.
All right.
He was in the 101 Dalmatians film as well.
Yeah.
He likes dogs. And Stuart Little.
Is it wrong that I kind of fancied him in that?
It is wrong. Yeah.
I mean, I was five. So
that's fine.
That's fine.
If it was the other way around, it'd be a problem.
So shall I get back to the mystery?
Sorry.
Or should we just talk about dogs and Jeremy Irons for a while? So we do know that the masked man did exist. He was arrested in secret in 1669 and taken to the prison of Pignerol, which was in France then but is now in Italy. And he remained in prison for 34 years, where he ultimately died and was buried under the name of Mascioli.
Mattioli
with a CH.
Wait, am I looking at the
No, you're looking at the wrong one. Where my thumb was?
Where
my thumb is?
Oh, sorry. Mascioli.
Anyway, that's what people knew at first. So people started, theories went crazy.
Mm.
And the first theory was that for many years people believed that because of the name Mascioli, that the man in the iron mask was Count Ercole Antonio Mattioli, which is the other word you were reading
right,
there,
sorry.
Who was an Italian minister to the Duke of Mantua, involved in some intrigue or other, who cares? But he was captured 10 years after the masked prisoner was and died a decade before him, so it turned out to be complete horseshit.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we're going quickly through that.
Yes.
But for years, that people were intrigued and wanted to find the answers, so they started digging, and they ended up finding more evidence. There was more correspondence where they unearthed a reference to the masked prisoner where he was called Eustace Dauger.
Ooh, that's a fun name.
Or Eustace with a CH, Eustache.
That sounds German or something.
Eustache Dauger. It does, doesn't it?
Dauger?
It does.
Yeah.
Dauger, D-A-U-G-E-R.
This is Freusbach.
Dauger, which led people to believe that maybe it was Eustache Dauger de Cavoy, who apparently was a bloke, prominent family, father was a musketeer, musket hound, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Mother was a lady-in-waiting to the Queen of France.
Oh.
And he weirdly disappeared after his military service. Ooh. We have no... So they're like, oh, maybe it was him. What's he been up to? And apparently, He was embroiled in a depraved lifestyle.
Oh, dear.
And the trafficking of aphrodisiacs and, my new favourite phrase I've ever heard, inheritance powders, which is a euphemism for poisons.
Whoa.
You use inheritance powder when you want to gain your inheritance quicker.
That's very clever.
It's good, isn't it?
I like that.
Inheritance powder. So it's possible he was involved in the Affair of the Poisons, which apparently was a massive scandal with the sale of poisons and devil worship and infant sacrifice that King Louis XIV's mistress was involved in. Massive embarrassment. Ooh. So we're like, maybe they got rid of him because he was involved in that. But then when you look at the dates, it doesn't work. So it's not him either. But it's a bit juicy.
He sounds fun, though.
Yeah, he did sound fun. Trading in inheritance powders sounds like it's a dying art, really.
Yes. Yeah. And do you think he kept them all in rings?
Like in Asterix books?
Yeah, and just all the cool... And then they put it in the drink.
I would definitely do that.
If I had.
That's why people cheers each other, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yep.
It comes from, apparently, I think it's Vikings or Scandinavia, where you cheers so that a bit of your drink could spill into each other's so that you know nothing's poison.
It's lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it wasn't them.
It wasn't.
No. So I've led you down two cul-de-sacs there, but it's to build up to this.
But they were lovely cul-de-sacs.
Oh, thanks. More digging was done, and eventually millions of documents from this period were found, and gradually they went through them, and they discovered the following facts of true story. Ooh. So, in 1669, a man was arrested in Dunkirk and sent to Pignerol, or Pinerol. Which do you prefer, by the way? Pignerol?
I like the way you say Pinerol.
Pinerol. Pinerol.
Which sounds Norwegian.
Okay, so a man was arrested and sent to Pinerol under the name Eustache Dauger. He was ordered to be kept isolated with no window and behind two locked doors, so no guards could even hear him speak. The governor of Pinerol, St. John. Well, we'll call him St. John.
Okay.
You need to remember him as well. He's going to become significant. St. John was ordered to personally oversee the prisoner's needs, and if he ever spoke about anything other than his basic needs, he was to be immediately killed.
Oh, that's rubbish.
So he clearly knew something.
But you couldn't even be like, have you heard the Duchess of de Pontignac? She has been putting on a lot of weight.
Death to you now.
Oh, no.
That is clearly the terrible secret you have been keeping all this time.
I'm not shaming anyone. I get it.
I heard what happened at the end of Lost.
Death to you now.
Death to you.
Oh, no.
My name is Samar. the Pinerol only had one other prisoner as well when Dauger was sent there, which was Nicolas Fouquet, who was a former superintendent of finance who had been exiled for corruption.
His name's definitely Fuck It, but he said it's Fouquet.
Yeah, Hyacinth Fuck It. And so basically, Pinerol is clearly where Louis XIV sends people who have secrets.
Right.
That's basically what
people
we're taking.
You don't want to see again.
Right. Mm. But you're also, for some reason, not allowed to just kill.
Yes.
Very weird.
Maybe they might be important in the future.
Yeah,
you
bargaining
don't know.
Chips. That's yeah. it. Something. But this is the mystery we're trying to get to the bottom of. Okay, with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay. In 1670, so a year later, the entire garrison of Pinerol is replaced. But Saint-Marc remained with Foucault and Dauger. So he is the only man allowed to keep these guys, right, to minimise the spread of secrets, sure, presumably. So, 1671, another year passes in this prison, and a new prisoner arrives, the Count de Lauzon, and Saint-Marc requests that Dauger act as Lauzon's valet, as, and here's important, Dauger was a valet in his former life. So the man in the iron mask was a valet,
okay,
not a king or a king's brother at all, if this is to be believed.
So he hoovered cars and cleaned them.
That's right. Yeah. He had a very early valeting service.
Lovely.
That was going to turn their economy on its head.
So it was Jeeves.
It was basically Jeeves. But German.
Right.
Dauger. I don't know if Dauger. It sounds German, doesn't
it? Yeah,
it does.
So. How's it spelled?
Dauger.
Yeah, that sounds definitely West Germanic.
So basically, even poshos, when they're in prison, they're still allowed valets, apparently, and it was a real problem.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to tell his secrets to anyone, but he really needs someone to use his Corby trouser press. So,
yeah, it's weird.
So they're like, well, we've already got a valet in prison. Can he do it? And they were like, no. No, he can't. He's got bigger secrets. No, don't let them talk to each other. So,
by the way, he sounds like Alan Sugar.
No,
no,
it's right. Never underestimate me. So, 1674, the story goes on. One of Fouquet's manservants, one of his valets he already had, died, and he was like, I need two in my prison.
One for each trouser leg.
And weirdly, the war secretary then allowed Dauger to act as his valet. So, not for Lao Zhen, the new guy, but for Fouquet, who was there from the beginning. Okay? There's a lot of information here to process. I appreciate that, but please bear with
me.
Enjoying it.
I hope the listeners are taking notes.
Yeah.
The idea, people think that he was allowed because Fouquet was exiled for life, so he wasn't going to go anywhere and tell anyone anything anyway. So the story continues. 1679. So 5 years have passed in Pinerol. And oddly, the king relents and lets Fouquet have visits from Lozen, the other prisoner. Mm. So they're now allowed to talk to each other and also have visits from his family. That's confusing as all hell.
Yeah.
But it happens. But he stresses that Dauger could not be present at any of these and he wanted to make sure that he hadn't passed on any. And here's a quote, what he knew or what he had seen in his past life.
Ooh. So remind me, which one is meant to be the man in the Iron Mask?
Dauger. Okay, I'll have a... So Dauger is our man that we're interested in, why he was there and what he knows.
Yeah.
We've got Fouquet and Lauzen are the two prisoners who are posh that are in there with him, and Saint-Mars is the jailer, the governor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
1680. Fouquet dies in prison. And Saint-Mars makes an unpleasant discovery. Fouquet and Lauzen had dug a tunnel between their two cells.
What?
So Dauger could have told anyone his secrets, including Fouquet's other valet.
Was there a big picture of Rita Hayworth on the wall?
Both sides. Very suspicious.
I can't believe you both like her that much.
Both have seen her from some sort of time vortex, sort of time jump, you know.
It's
time,
possible.
Maybe a time slip, some sort of time
she
slip.
She was wearing a time slip in that.
There was a plough in the tunnel.
Yeah.
So this is where it gets a bit sad for the poor second valet who just was somebody's servant. Saint-Mars locks up Dauger and the other valet, lies to Lauzen saying they've been freed and keeps them both imprisoned for the rest of their lives because that's... That
what a meanie.
Because he didn't find the tunnel in time. So, now, Lauzen is eventually freed, weirdly, even though this happened. Saint-Mars is given governorship of another prison and takes Dauger and the innocent second valet with him. 1687. The second valet dies in prison, having done nothing wrong. Saint-Mars becomes governor of the island of Saint-Marguerite and once again takes Dauger with him. He had him transported in a covered sedan chair, which started a lot of rumours on the island about who the guy was.
That's going to be weird.
And then he placed him in a cell that adjoined Saint-Mars' own room and no one else's, so no one else could have access to him. Now, Saint-Mars is eventually, in the forthcoming years, promoted again to governor of the Bastille. Dauger is brought with him, but this time, instead of bothering with the sedan chair, he puts a black velvet mask over his head, and that's where the man in the mask comes from.
Dun, dun, dun.
The iron bit, completely invented by Voltaire. The 19th of November, 1703, the masked prisoner dies in the Bastille and is buried under the name Marcioli for reasons we have no idea. The questions, that's the story. A lot to take in, I realise.
Sorry, he died in 1703.
Yes.
So died of, all that was before that was like 16.
Yeah, so we started in 1669.
Right, okay, I got it. Right.
So he was an old man probably by the time he died, and just 34 years he'd been Saint-Mars' personal prisoner, basically.
That's
so what did he know to keep him in prison for that long, and why did he have to wear a mask whenever anyone else could see him? Because... who would recognise him? These are the questions.
I know.
John, question.
I think, this is my theory.
Is it going to be about dog tongue?
No, he is not. I did think maybe he had a dog's head.
Is it going to be about 80 Days Around the World?
No.
Okay, I think it was a similar
animation. I think he's the bastard son of Louis XIV.
Right.
And looks exactly like him.
So why keep him in
prison?
Yeah,
because he had loads of bastards. Like, they all had loads of bastards.
Maybe.
Bastards everywhere.
Maybe he was an idiot.
That is, you know what, though? That is not unlikely, because there's been a bit of a history of the royals keeping anyone overly inbred a secret.
Yes.
For example, the Queen's uncle. Do you remember this? The Lost Prince, the Stephen Polyakov film? It's all about... Yes. The Queen's uncle, who died when he was about 15, who had, I think he had really bad epilepsy, but they basically kept him out of the limelight because he was a bit, I think he had developmental disorders as well. So I'm just saying, they're not, even in the 20th century, they weren't past keeping people out of the way.
Also, I think Saint-Mars...
Yes, Saint-Mars.
...was gay.
Ooh.
Interesting.
And took Dowager
to as be a personal his lover.
Personal lover, and he didn't want that getting out that he was gay.
Also, didn't want everyone else to see just how hot he was.
There's no doubt that Dowager was super hot. I mean, right. He's Leonardo DiCaprio, for goodness sake.
Right.
Does that film hold any water? If there was, right, so if there's...
I mean, they break him out of prison, so I don't think so.
What's the deal with identical twin... Like, what's the deal with that in terms of inheritance?
Lineage?
Yes.
Well, I guess that you'd have to claim which one came out first.
Yeah.
And also, claims don't have to be 100%. So
what?
So would definitely be a threat to Louis XIV.
Yes. Mm.
Without a doubt.
Because, yes. And that's never happened, has it?
So that would
I don't believe so.
No.
That would be more... my theory now, thinking about it, rather than bastard son, it would be identical twin.
Well, that was Dumas's suggestion. There is one theory made in 1903 that I will share with you now.
Oh, please.
By a historian called Andrew Lang. And now, Dowager was the unfortunate valet, this is his theory, of infamous Huguenot, Roy de Marcilly. Roy, R-O-U-X, all these X's. Road.
I guess so.
Like Rue de Marcilly, who may have known about the secret treaty. Now, I hadn't heard about the secret treaty. I don't know if you had.
No.
But this...
Roux means red.
Roux.
With an X on the end.
Red of Marcilly. Okay. The secret treaty, apparently, was a plan between Charles II and Louis XIV, who were cousins, to help the spread of Roman Catholicism to England by Charles publicly converting.
Oh.
So, but Rue de Marcilly plotted against Louis to start a League of Protestant countries with Charles in order to take over France in a counter treaty, is the suggestion. So, Rue de Marcilly was arrested in Switzerland and tortured for information. Now, this was interesting to me. He was executed by Catherine Wheel. Which isn't as fun as it sounds.
They did do that.
Yeah, so it was also sometimes called the breaking wheel.
Don't they roll you down a hill?
No, you're tied to a massive wheel on a stick, and then they smash your bones one by one, all of them.
That's how St. Catherine died, that's what it's called.
And that's why we celebrate it with fun wheels to this day.
On the anti-Catholic
That makes sense. Yeah, anti-Catholic fun time.
Yeah, all the different fireworks are different ways saints died.
Rue de Marcilly tried to take his own life before this happened with a piece of broken glass in his jail cell, and his jailers, like absolute rotters, cauterized the wound with a hot rod so that he couldn't die.
Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors. Look out for the new series starting soon on The Great Big Owl.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Anyway, he eventually gave up a name because they want names when they torture you, apparently. Yeah. And the name he gave up was of his valet, Martin.
Martin.
Martin. Now, Lang suggests that Dowger...
Who's from Surrey?
Who's from Surrey? Martin. Lang suggests that Dowger was the false name of Martin because the dates do add up. Mm. That he was told about the secret treaty of Louis XIV... having these secret meetings with Charles II about spreading the bloody Pope around the world.
Is this another case of unelected EU bureaucrats telling us what to do?
Bloody well
is. I'm glad we're going out.
Well, I mean that makes sense in terms of most scandals and wars that royals have been involved in have been to do with religion.
Yes. Yeah.
So it would make sense if they wanted to avoid that. And also, if this is just after Charles I is beheaded.
Yes.
They don't want.
Not long after, yeah.
They don't want anything that stirs up any sort of.
Right. Regicide.
Yeah.
What about the Scarlet Pimpernel? Where's he involved in this?
Well, I'm glad you are. Because he is still in fiction.
They seek him there. That's wrong.
So this it still doesn't explain to me this theory, though. Mm. Why keep him locked up for 34 years? Mm. Because those sorts of intrigues, they have a shelf life.
Yeah.
And you could just release him and it wouldn't be a problem. Also, why keep a mask on him if he's someone's valet? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I have a theory about this, which is... extra documents were unearthed in 2015 that suggested that Louis XIV actually paid quite a lot of money for the upkeep of this prisoner. Yeah. But the documents also suggest Saint-Mars kept all the money and kept the prisoner in an empty room with just a mattress for 34 years. So I think, what if Louis XIV had good reason to keep this guy hidden until things blew over, then forgot about him, and Saint-Mars never brought it up because he was his meal ticket.
Yeah, I like that.
Do that holds the most water for me.
So it was just bureaucracy he got messed up in. European bureaucracy.
Mm.
I also don't think an iron mask would have been a good idea.
No, well, it was a velvet one.
A velvet one.
That's
much,
the only one there's evidence for,
nicer.
Is a velvet bag.
Maybe he had an iron.
The man in the velvet bag doesn't sound as sinister, though,
sounds
does
like
it?
A show.
Maybe his head was iron.
Right.
And they put the mask over it to disguise that fact.
He was Iron Man.
They just hung a padlock over his ear so people thought it wasn't his real head.
They thought he was a punk.
But the man in the iron mask or velvet mask it definitely existed.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we don't know who.
So there was this prisoner who was shunted around these different prisons from place to place with Saint-Mars for 34 years. And no, but he was never allowed to show his face or be seen by anyone or talk to anyone.
I think he was actually Lord Lucan.
Wow. Closure of two in one.
No, Caspar Hauser.
Caspar Hauser.
A similar story.
Bloody Caspar Hauser. Get out of here with your lies.
It's me, I'm back.
Ugh, bloody Caspar.
Mm. The friendly ghost.
Yeah. Boring ghost.
The annoying ghost.
Yeah.
I realise it's a huge info dump to lay on you guys.
There's a lot of options.
There is a lot of options, but we now know quite a lot about them from all of these correspondence that they found.
I feel educated.
Right.
I'm going to go with the theory of the meal ticket. That's the only thing that makes any sense.
It was bureaucracy, because there is no... it's always that people were incompetent rather than clever. In my experience. Also,
if you're a prisoner in those days, you're an absolute pile of shit. No one likes you. If you come out and start telling all this stuff, no one's going to listen to you. So what's the point of keeping you locked up?
If you're poor.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you've got no status. I mean,
there's no need to keep you
locked up. The
very
idea that a prison needs a governor and a garrison for one bloke called Fuck It, and then two blokes, Fuck It and a Valet. It's a bit... I mean, what a waste of money that is.
Fuck It and a Valet is the 21st century remake of Jeeves and Wooster.
I was thinking of the Terry Wogan cartoon Fuck It and Tidy Up.
Oh, I loved that. Yeah, yeah. That was good.
Before your time.
The Big Bad Eye Said No.
That's right.
Behave and Be Quiet. They were a couple of bees.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Yeah. Have you guys heard the story about how Thomas Paine nearly got executed?
No.
Almost completely different, but it is about the incompetence of...
Right, yeah, yeah.
So who's Thomas French Paine prisoners. For those people who are...
Sorry, he was a philosopher and revolutionary. He was involved in the French Revolution and the American Revolution, and he came from... Lewis?
The Where? Isle no. of Lewis
no.
or from Lewis?
Lewis in Sussex.
Yes, I think that's how you
just
say it.
Just past Brighton.
You don't say it like Lewis, do you?
No, it's Lewis.
Lewis.
So he's in France during the revolution, trying to, you know, obviously be part of this new assembly. And you know how there's sort of a second revolution where all the original guys get executed.
Spoilers.
Yes, he gets dragged off to prison. And he's in this huge prison full of people they're going to guillotine. And every day the guard comes past and puts an X on the door of people who are going to get guillotined. And then, you know, in the morning they just go to whoever's cell has an X on it and they take them out and cut their head off. Thomas Paine got really bad fever, and so they allowed him to have his cell door open for a bit of air. He was due to be executed, so they came past, but because the door was open, they put the cross inside. After they're gone, Tom Paine gets up, just closes the door, and he manages to get out of it.
Wow.
That's quite funny.
For how long? For like a day?
No, he went to America and did their revolution.
Wow.
I like him a lot. I'm a big fan.
Thomas Paine. But no, I think most conspiracy theories, it's human incompetence.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was saying incompetence of jailers is a big thing, apparently in France.
Well, I don't think they had a good training scheme for jailers.
No, it was just do it.
To stand there, anything that moves.
Yeah.
But wear really heavy armour in a really narrow corridor. It's not a great system.
It's not good.
Have a halberd in a corridor. It's not a great weapon for a corridor.
It's not. Mm. So what do you think? What's your theory.
My favourite theory. I like the religion thing. I think that makes sense, just boringly. But I also like the idea that he was... maybe he was just so good-looking that no one could stand it.
Maybe that's it. So Louis XIV imprisons him on a whim to the prison that has plenty of capacity. Yeah. Pinerol. And then forgets about him, and the rest is... Governor Sam Mars's meal ticket. I'd go for that.
Yeah, I think that sounds pretty right.
I'm with that,
John,
as well.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree with that. I
guess we've done it.
Right. Yep. Sexy man with the iron mask. But it was a velvet bag so as not to chafe his beautiful face.
Well, that's another consideration, isn't it?
My beautiful face, Louis Charles.
They'd think they'd take less care with him if he wasn't so goddamn handsome.
Yeah.
Right.
Leonardo.
The Brad Pitt. It was DiCaprio, wasn't it?
Yeah. It would be great in that film if when they released his iron mask after 30 years in prison or whatever it is, his face is just mangled. they've cast Leonardo DiCaprio and it's just an absolute mess.
I do remember in that film, DiCaprio did some excellent acting where as the mask twin, he was all meek and nice. And as the king twin, he was a bastard.
That's very clever, isn't it, that he's done that? So we know which one it is.
Yeah, he's really mean to women.
That's who the baddie is. It's him.
Yeah,
of course, he's his own baddie, isn't he?
He's the nasty king, and then they replace him because he's baddie. Spoilers for that 90s movie.
It's not good.
It's really not strong.
A lot of fun, though.
Like your super team back then, before we had the Avengers, your super team involved Jeremy Irons and Gerard Depardieu.
And in the other Musketeers film, it was Kiefer Sutherland, Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
Chris O'Donnell and Oliver Platt.
Oliver Platt.
You guys never saw the most recent film because you're not as stupid as me, but I went to see it in the cinema.
Is this the one with the man from, was it Orlando Bloom?
Orlando Bloom.
I interviewed Orlando Bloom for that
did
film.
Did you?
Having seen it. Yes, I did.
Oh, you have seen it?
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Isn't it terrible.
Isn't it a Paul Thomas Anderson film?
Yes, it is. There I interviewed go. Him
how,
too.
How Case was Orlando closed. Orlando, nice?
Orlando was actually the first celebrity I ever interviewed, and he was incredibly nice, yes. Okay. I had a very risky opening question, which could have gone one or two
was
ways.
Was it, are you a dick?
You know, what, you prick! Why didn't you offer me a tea? That was my opening question.
Yeah.
No, it was. You've just come out of doing Lord of the Rings, and you're still doing Pirates of the Caribbean. Is there some, deep down, is there a fear in you that this film will do well? And spawn lots of sequels,
yeah.
And then you won't stop sword fighting until you're dead. And he just looked at me and just went, God, yeah. And then we talked about Rick Mayall in Blackadder.
Oh,
it was good.
Nice.
Did you ask me about his penis?
I did not. Mm. I did not.
His penis made news for a few days.
Oh, when he's paddleboarding.
He was paddleboarding in the Nud.
Yeah.
And he is...
I didn't actually see the penis, I just saw it.
Yeah, quite a well-endowed oar, shall we say.
That's right, he didn't need an oar.
Yeah. He was with his girlfriend...
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
I can't believe I know that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go out with Katy Perry.
Would you not?
She's been out with Russell Brand.
Right.
You know,
that's like moving into a house after you've had horrible squatters.
Oh.
Are we keeping that in?
Yeah. I'm proud of that. Anyway, case closed.
Case closed.
Yeah, we've solved
Thanks,
that.
Guys.
Thank you.
The man in the velvet mask has been solved. If you'd like to follow David on Twitter, he's at Mr. David Ridley. If you'd like to follow Eleanor, she's at Eleanor Morton. Mm. I'm at Mr. Ken Shabby. I don't like that. I'm going to change it one day. And the podcast is at All Rather Pod. Get in touch with us if you'd like to. We may read it. We may not because we are mysterious.
Oh, You could send us your own mysteries and we could read them out.
Yeah, but we did that and then we haven't used any of them.
We will one day.
No, I mean like things that have happened to them.
Oh, yeah, do that.
That's a nice idea.
We could have a correspondence episode in the next series.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever...
Not very mysterious.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so thank you very much and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hello, I'm Jack Beaumont. I do Crime Club. In Series 1, I spoke to people like this.
Did you not kick a policeman in the head?
Yeah, that was... When was that? I was 17. Wait, was I 17 or 19? I think it might have been 19, actually.
In Series 2, I talked to people like this.
There was a paedophile with one leg. I kicked him clean out of his wheelchair. About four of us... we battered him.
And this.
Cheating on your boyfriend to give him gonorrhea? Do you want to go there, or would you rather not?
Yeah, no, I could talk about it.
I have jingles like this. That's Crime Club, where strange people tell stories involving bad behaviour. New episodes out every Monday. Great Big Owl.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.